Podcasting from Arizona State University, this is the Campus Cast. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from the Nintendo Entertainment System, seen this circuit copyright 1989. Welcome to episode number 4 of the Campus Cast, everyone. I'm Antonio Chang. I don't want to get sued.
And this is your co-host, Javier Nieto. I don't want to get sued either, so I'll let Antonio do the copyright thing.
That's right. As a matter of fact, today we're going to be using a lot of Nintendo Entertainment System sounds, you know, just because it's fun. And I guess that the patent actually ran out on the Nintendo Entertainment System, so they're able to, like, make clones of it stuff. Have you seen that in the mall where they have the little controllers?
Like, yeah.
You can plug it into a TV and stuff like that.
I kind of noticed that, actually, as of last year when they had these at Arrowhead Mall.
Anyway, let's get off topic before we get off topic.
Right, good idea.
Correction from last week. I ended that episode by saying it was episode number 4. Correction, this week is episode number 4. And today is Tuesday, October 4th, 2005. But by the time that you hear this, it's usually on a Wednesday. Maybe we should just start lying and say that. Guess what, everybody? Today's Wednesday, October 5th, 2005.
Sounds good to me.
It usually just takes me a while to get it up there. So, first topic of the day is, you know how you and I take the shuttle back and forth between campuses? Well,
You sure you want to tell these guys that?
Yes, because they might start looking for us. No, because this is important, because I was talking with someone who just by coincidence happened to listen to the Campus Cast. One of 4 people, I'm sure.
All 4 of you, thank you for your time.
Yes, thanks. Lauren, Natalia. Well, we listen to it ourselves, so Javi, Antonio.
We're 6 now.
Tom, okay, the bus was late. It's supposed to be something that you can rely on, right? It's supposed to be timely, you know? If it's not there, you could miss a class, or you know what I'm saying? So it's supposed to be there for 9:10 p.m., right?
Right.
Okay.
Or, but apparently last week it wasn't, was it, Antonio?
No, I didn't even know why it wasn't, but everybody kept going up and reading the signs to make sure that it was supposed to be there. Is it back in the normal spot tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
In fact, as of yesterday, as of last night.
That's right, because it just dropped me off. I didn't even pay attention. I was talking
to someone. In the normal spot.
That's right. With all the switching around, with all the construction, it's just been kind of crazy. So people are going up and reading the signs to make sure that they're in the right spot. And by the time that it was about, I don't know, 50 minutes later, I made arrangements with someone that I just happened to meet randomly there. Excuse me. And we got a ride back with a few other people, and we went back to the ACOS campus. So hopefully everybody else got a ride. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the bus showed up within, I don't know, 20 minutes after we took off. But it was just stupid. I mean, no excuse. No excuse at all.
Here's a thought. That's not the first time it's happened. Actually, I can account to this because this happened to me actually the first week of school.
First news story of the day. Michael Crow, who is our Arizona State University president, has announced a 10-year plan that will include different tuitions that will vary by major. So that means that if you are in the English department, you will be most likely paying different amounts of money than somebody who is in biotech or somebody who is in engineering or somebody who is in the new film major coming next fall. What does this mean for us? It means that we get some really great quotes from our great president, Michael Crow. So let's see what he says.
Boy, do we have some great stuff around here. I can tell you that much.
That's right, Javi. We do have some good stuff. Let's see what he says. He's a little concerned that somebody might say, if it's going to be a different amount of money for a major that's only offered at the West Campus than from the main campus, why would I even want to go to the West Campus? Well, Michael Crow says there will be, quote, equally good stuff on all the campuses. And we have another really awesome quote here from our president, Michael Crow. Let's see here. This one talks about the varying degrees from campus to campus. Like, I'm not going to be able to take biotech at ASU West.
Or anything like it.
Exactly. But he says, quote, a student can get a degree in English or something that looks like English on all the campuses. Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo Entertainment System. See the circle copyright 1989.
Or something that looks like it.
So Michael Crow, we just had to ask, what looks like English?
I mean, really, what does it looks like English?
I don't know. Spanish has, like, some vowels and consonants.
Maybe French, too. I mean, the word air is almost the same in French as it is in English. I mean, seriously, this is the guy that's
well, there's a lot of Spanish. Of this there's university. A lot of Spanish words on campus. I mean, I think we're in...
So is that something that looks like English? Yeah. I mean, come on. This is the guy.
I live in Las Casas. The houses. I mean,
that's something that looks... No, it doesn't. But look, I mean, the point is this is the guy that is president of the university.
How does this guy become president is what I want to know.
That's what
And I'm how wondering. Long will he be president is also what I want to know.
Or how long will something that looks like him be president? come on. Dude.
I think, you know what I think that calls
how
for?
How long will he be president?
We are beating that to death.
How long will he be president or something that looks like a president? Why don't we put that? I mean, seriously, this doesn't even look logical. I mean, can a man not formulate a proper sentence?
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen many an email where there's been quite a few grammatical errors and just...
Maybe he needs to attend some of those something that looks like English classes.
Where students were protesting the high cost of books. A few weeks ago, isn't that right? Did you read anything about that?
Actually, I have to admit that I'm guilty of not being informed about that, but...
Let's type in protest to the Web Devil, which is also known as the State Press. Very wonderful newspaper around here.
That definitely exposes our president for something that
they
are not
searching.
Like.
Anyway, speaking of not searching, the ASU main site just got revamped, and it sucks. I'll tell you a few reasons why it sucks, because when I scroll over to go to the search, this friggin' huge pop-down list pops up of, like, every single education program and their stepchild. So, I mean, and then when you type in a search like film, let's see where it takes you. The Short Film and Video Festival. That's great. I want to know about the brand new film major, which should be the top notch thing on the list, you know what I'm saying?
But the Short Film and Video Festival obviously has...
Let's see how old this is. April 23rd, 2005. That's so recent. This is powered by Google, no less. Which,
well, we
you know,
sound like jerks today, but you know what? I mean, this is the thing. It's just, we're paying, what, $4,000+ a year just so that we can be told, one, that... we're going to have to start paying different tuitions based upon our majors. And two, that we can get good stuff at all the campuses. Or some English or something that looks like English at all the campuses. I mean, come on. We're paying $4,500. Can the guy not at least get somebody that can... Tell him how to speak properly if he can't do it on his own.
Speaking
please.
Of stupidity, that'll bring us to topic number two for today.
Yes.
Palmwalk.com. And I just hate mentioning it because it'll get him more hits and it'll just get this site way more publicity than it needs. But if you haven't been to Palmwalk.com and if you care about anything about public privacy or anything like that, just go check it out. What it is, I'm not going to pull it up because if I do, it'll start playing non-podcast safe music, illegal to redistribute, mind you. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, palmwalk.com. Think of hotornot.com, where you put your picture up and it's rated and people say, hey, you're hot or hey, you're not. But think about that, where somebody takes your picture without you knowing it and then posts it on a website for you to be rated without your approval at all.
You know, I'm starting to worry if maybe my picture's not on there. You know, I mean, come on. We know.
No, but that's the thing. They're all girls. You would never see a guy's version of this.
That's true.
It
goes to show that, you know, after, what, 40-plus years of a feminist movement,
so let me just
still haven't gotten past.
If you still don't have a picture in your mind yet, when you go to the website, it says palmwalk.com, the hottest place on earth. And Palmwalk is a long strip of palm trees here on campus. There are about like 50 on each side, and they're just huge. And it goes pretty much straight down the center of campus from like up from Old Main all the way to
North Campus and all the way to South Campus.
SRC. Student recreation complex.
All right.
So people walk that every single day. And this guy is like taking pictures without girls knowing it. It's so creepy.
I'd like to know exactly. I don't know. I'd like to know how he does that because.
Hiding in the bushes or something.
Really? Where is he doing this from without people noticing it?
He's probably like pointing his camera up at the tree or something, or like at a bird. And then as the girl walks by on her cell phone,
photography majors, you gotta watch out. You never know what they're up to.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's just, how do you come up with an idea like this in the first place? I mean, for one thing, when you go to the site, it's playing like some 50 Cent or G-Unit song. I'm sorry, I don't know anything about rap. I'm not going to pretend to know anything about rap, but it's some like hip club song or something playing. And then when you go to the main page, it's an Eminem song or something, and it's playing in the background. And you click on different pictures, and the only way that you can see if your picture is on there or not is to vote. Like, you can't just click see next picture. You have to click between 1 or 10. Anyway, ASU got in a big fit about this. Like, I'm getting in a big fit about this. And most girls who have their picture up there are pretty concerned about it. Sleaziness of the guy to go ahead and talk with the state news press. So we have his name here, Thomas McCarthy. And we have some great quotes from him too. So let's
moving right along.
Yeah, let's go ahead and read what he has to say. So he's up front. He's not making this. He's not making any money off of this. If any girl that sees a picture up there and doesn't want it, they can email and have it taken off. And then this is his final quote here. Quote: "The world is full of great ideas waiting for people to take action. As an entrepreneur, I'll continue to innovate the world, no matter how controversial my ideas may be."
What is he, presenting an academic case to a professor? Is this, some kind of sick project that he's trying to conduct?
Let's go ahead and read a quote from an editorial in the State Press. This is from Catherine Trawick. I hope I'm pronouncing everything right. And she gives a little feedback here. Thomas McCarthy, who was the owner of the site, is quoted as saying, "From a utilitarian perspective, Palmach.com is morally just." And so Catherine informs us that for those of us who haven't taken Philosophy 101, utilitarianism is the idea that all action should be directed towards achieving the greatest happiness for the greatest number of people. So that begs the question, is Palmach.com the greatest happiness for the greatest amount of people? Or the majority of the people who are going to be going to the site are going to be looking to see if their picture is up there and their privacy is being violated? And I wonder how Thomas McCarthy isn't going to get sued since he has that 50 unit.
He's got all that hip-hop music, you know, on there.
The RIAA would love to know that their music is being freely distributed.
I mean, we're not going to try and give away the site or anything, but, you know, you just go to palmach.com and you'll find, like, a whole lot of music there that I don't think was really secured in a very legal way.
You know what? I don't think so either. The full song is available, too. So,
you know, not to mention the site.
He did have some graphics up there that said ASU on it. He took the ASU down because I guess he has to disassociate.
Oh, he takes the ASU down, but he won't take
the Eminem song.
That's funny. I mean, you know, not to get rid of the site.
Let me just pull up palmach.com, actually. And while this is loading,
here comes all that illegal music.
Well, no, I muted it because it's not pod safe, you know. I mean, of course, our Mario little dying theme isn't pod safe either, but
you're giving them the credit.
Yeah.
So
and plus the RIA doesn't have anything to do with that. I mean, that's Nintendo, and if Nintendo of America wants to talk to me, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. Okay, palmach@gmail.com. So there you go. Send your thoughts to Thomas McCarthy at palmach@gmail.com.
You know,
but this is bad. It's going to give him more hits, and it's going to.
All right.
Like last time, his site actually. The reason why it was down is because his bandwidth got overloaded. Yeah, I'm serious. Wow. So, we're a little late to the game on this. This story is kind of like 3 weeks old, but oh well. We're the Campus Cast, and we're going to talk about it anyway. One more thing to talk about today is we actually aren't the first ASU podcast. There was another one before us, and it was actually officially sponsored by ASU, so it has the ASU logo and everything. It's ASU Digital Media Information Technologies Podcast, and it's really boring. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it is. I mean, it's kind of like the C-SPAN of ASU podcast. Like, there's nothing wrong with C-SPAN. I like C-SPAN, but it's just, it's boring. So I've kind of been touting this as the first AAC podcast, and so that's not true. I have to retract that now. So, and actually, campuscast.blogspot.com has gotten a little bit of a facelift. It just looks a little bit more cleaner, a little bit more professional, and things like that. And we have a new email. It's campuscast@gmail.com. So go ahead, and you can send your thoughts and questions and any kind of thing that you want to any kind of news story that you want us to cover.
And if we think they're good enough, we may even just read your comments on the air.
Trust me, if you send us anything, we'll read it.
I had to make us sound a little bit better than that. Come on.
Like I said, thank you to Laura and Natalia for listening to this podcast.
Thanks, all.
Okay.
We will be chatting again next week.
That's right. Yeah, let's try and do this every week now since we've kind of gotten into the habit.
So. I like the idea.
All right, so we will see you next week right here on the Campus Cast.